Good morning. Our first reading today comes from Ezekiel 34, verses 11 to 16, and then verse 20 to 24. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines and in all the settlements in the land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. There they will lie down in good grazing land, and there they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will search for the land and bring back the strays. I will bring up injured and strengthen the weak, but the sleek and strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says to them. See, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you shove with flank and shoulder, butting all the weak sheep with your horns until you have driven them away, I will save my flock, and they will no longer be plundered. I will judge between one sheep and another. I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. He will tend them and be their shepherd. I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. Our second reading comes from Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the writers will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or stranger or needing clothes or sick in prison and did not help you? He will reply, Truly I tell you, whatever you did, we did not do for one of these least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.
Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, who are members of my family, you did it to me. Truly, I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. Let us pray. O Lord, we give thanks for the opportunity to gather and worship you. We pray that your Holy Spirit open our ears to hear, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our minds and hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. This is a very well-known, familiar parables that we hear this week. But this parable come after the parable of the loan money from last week. It feels like the emphasis was not making it was on making it work, making it grow, make it happen. And it feels like today it's the same thing. It's encouraged us to do. But somehow, sometimes we look at what we do and we brag about it and forget about the main reason of why we're doing what we do. By saying that, we could hear the same from the lawyer that came to Jesus and said, Lord, how can I get the eternal life? And Jesus said to him, sell everything, give it to the poor, and come and follow me. It feels like that we need to do something, to give away something. But today, it feels like that God, through Christ, come and call us for restoration and renewal. The renewal of the outcasts, of the least of those around us, is the sign of God's love if we stoop down and hold up those who are down and out. The Old Testament reading from Ezekiel, here comes the incredible good news. God spoke to the people of Israel through the prophet, reassures to them that Israel, the people who have been exiled to Babylon, God will look for them, seek for them, to rescue them from all places which they have been scattered. It is too hard, and we put it on a hard basket when we see oppression, poverty, illness, especially terminal illness, depression in our time. Something too hard that we can't really do anything about it. And we think we just resign to accept that this is normal. Because we see it every day and every feeling that overwhelms us because of hopelessness, we couldn't do anything about what we come across in life. But whatever struggle we face and it's around us, if we can't bear it, we resign and declare defeated. But the first reading today, God says to Ezekiel, I will come. I myself, the Lord, will search for my sheep, will seek them out as a shepherd seeks out the flocks. I will rescue them from all places they have been scattered. I will feed them. I will make them lie down. I will bring them back, those who are strayed. I will bind up the injured. I will strengthen the weak. I will feed them in justice. Can we see the picture of the shepherd here? But somehow God accused the people whom they have been called the leaders, the shepherds. Those who are supposed to be the shepherds turn out to be their oppressor. And this is the question. Should not we shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you cloth yourself with the wool. You slaughter the fit ones, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed. The injured you have not bound up. The strayed you have not brought back. The lost you have not sought. With the force and harshness you have ruled them. Mind us that the letter Ezekiel wrote, this is during the exile in Babylon. No wonder why the people just climbing on top of each other to survive. And I feel that can be done and can happen, and it's happened in our world. Those on bottom of the heap, we can't really feel it, we can't really see them, because how can we look at them and we don't look at ourselves? I want us to think about the shepherd's task is to look after the sheep. Psalm 23 talks about the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me and guide me and take me to good pastures and lead me in the path of righteousness. You restore my soul. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. This is the kind of shepherd that God wants the leaders of the Israelites to do. And that's what the need of life of humanity. And I'm sure we all understand the major things that are important in humans' life. Health, safety, security, and happiness. But because we've seen those down and out so many times in our lives, it seems normal, and it seems that we can't do anything about it. We rationalize it's their fault because they do it to themselves. They don't care. But hear me right. God said to Ezekiel, I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep. I'll make them lie down. I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strays. Bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. If that's the role of the shepherd, let's hear what the challenge, the gospel reading today. The gospel reading comes, it tells us about the parable, the King of Judgment comes. He will separate the sheep from the goats. This is sound really harsh. How can a God of love can separate those? We only talk about this, the shepherd will take care of the sheep. But this is what we talk about with the young people. The identity of those recognized by God, not how much money they have. Not about the fame. Not about the status. Like myself, not about ministers or stewards.
It talks about the actions that we strengthen by the Spirit of God and stretch out the hand and give life to those who need life. If we hear what the parable is talking about, the King of Judgment will sit on the seat, separate the sheep from the goats, and said to them, "Sheep, come to my right. Because when I was hungry, you gave me food to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me water to drink. I was naked, you clothed me. I was in prison, you came and visited." Let's think about those reality of life. What is our response when we see those struggle around us? Do we feel that we are called to be shepherds? Do we feel that our identity in the eyes of God is known because our hands is not tight and hold like a fist like this, or we stretch out and open and embrace? I came across the story of this activist, but he's a Christian, and I used him before. Shane Carlybone. He's a co-founder of members of the Symbol Way. He said, to follow Christ is to be on the edge. It's uncomfortable. To be with Christ is not a comfortable thing to do. If we follow Christ, he said, we bear the cross and follow. That's the central symbol of who we are. And the cross may be to lend out food, water, clothes to those around us. Then he told a story when he visited Iraq during the bombing after the September 11th attacks. He himself and his friend Bob had a 26-year-old son killed on that attack, September 11th. He says, Bob said to them, "There has not been a moment that passed when I believe that more violence will solve anything." And say Bob organized a group of men, group of fathers who have lost their sons or their brothers on this attack, and call themselves Families of Peaceful Tomorrow. And feel that they can take their family, their brothers, over to Iraq, knowing that in Iraq there is dads and moms and families and children that they have struggled the same thing. But he reckoned that their grief is not a cry for war, but a cry to know that their enemy may know that they are loved and forgiven. So he took these men, and Shane said that they were there enjoying themselves. People were asking them, "Why are your country bombing us?" That's the very familiar question that has been given and asked every time they met group of people. But over there, they met the Christians. And the Christians in Iraq stand together with them and pray and say to them, "We know the feeling of your people. You've lost your brothers, your sons, your families, and we lost our families too. But where is God in this? When so small groups of people decide to do attacks United States, and you turn around and attacks us as a whole country, including us Christians. Our grief is not a cry for war, but a cry to forgive one another. On their way back to Jordan to go back to America, he reckoned that he was on the road of angels. They drive on the car, and there's bombing about a kilometer from the car, but they can feel it when the bomb hit the ground. They came across three gas stations. Two was empty, one there's no power. And all of a sudden, there's a group of university students from Baghdad heading towards Jordan. They stop, they use their battery to make sure that the pump is working and fill their cars. A mile or two away, their tires blew up. Their car lost control. They end up on the side of the car. They climb out. They were injured. And two of them, they were badly injured. In a moment, there's another Iraqi civilians arrive. No question asked. Put them in their car, drive to the next village or town. And as they arrived there, the head doctor was standing there, finding out that they are from America. And he asked the question, why? Why this? Why is your government doing this to us? With tears in his eyes, he said, 2 days ago, our hospital has been bombed. But there is no problem. You are our brothers, and we will take care of you. We take care of everyone. Christians, Muslims, Iraqis, Americans, it doesn't matter. We are all human beings. We are all sisters and brothers. This is the challenge for us who are here in New Zealand, comfortable where we are. The challenge of the Old Testament and the gospel today. It's about the purpose of the shepherds. Is it to restore or to kill? Is this to love or to revenge? The king said, when I was hungry, you feed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was wounded, you bind me up. When I was weak, you strengthened me. And that's the very thing that Jesus came. He came to heal the sick. He came to give life to those who have no life. Give sight to the blind. The amazing thing was, he forgives. It's not about how much money in our bank account, how many members in a church, how popular who we are. We will be identified as how we care and love for one another, especially the least. If we think about the least, we think about the prisoners, the lawlessness people, whom we don't want to be around us because they may rob us. But they are the one that challenge us to care and love for them. The simple answer to that Christ has given his life to the world. When he was nailed to the cross, he said, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." If we celebrate the reign of Christ today and every day of our lives, is it possible? Is it possible that we identify with Christ and forgive, continue to forgive regardless of what we face? The shepherds come to restore, to gather, to feed, to bind up the wounds and strengthen. Let's tell the world Christ is the King by the way we love and care for one another. Amen.